Teaching was celebrated at the Prime Minister's Science Prizes last week, but the Fenner Prize for Life Sciences went to Dr. Angela Moles from the University of New South Wales. This was her rumbustious acceptance speech about studying plants in 75 locations.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm both amazed and deeply honoured to be here, and I want to begin by thanking the Australian Research Council for making this possible. I'm here tonight because when I was a PhD student, I wrote an ARC Discovery Grant application asking for funds to establish those 75 study sites in ecosystems all around the world to quantify global patterns in interactions between plants and animals. All three of the scientists who reviewed my proposal said they thought this was an excellent idea and an important topic, but that it was completely and utterly impossible. The ARC not only went on and backed me, for which I will be forever grateful, they did something I've never heard of before or since. They actually gave me slightly more money than I asked for. So the ARC gave me $90,000 a year for 2 years, and it allowed me to travel to rainforests in the Congo, Peru and Panama, deserts in Israel, Australia and America, tropical dry forests in Argentina and Mexico, savannas in Zambia and South Africa, and tundra in Greenland, Alaska, and southern Patagonia. It was, of course, an amazing time. I skinny-dipped among the icebergs in Greenland, briefly. I saw gorillas in the Congo from the back of a ute, and worked with the most amazing people from all sorts of different cultures. And I don't know why I kept track, but I slept in 104 different beds, though I should admit it's not as risky as it sounds. The data I gathered overturned some big theories in ecology and have helped reshape our understanding of global patterns and how ecosystems function. My work also has important implications. If we don't understand how plants and animals respond to present-day gradients in temperature and rainfall, we will be very poorly placed to predict what might happen to our ecosystems under climate change. Now, the point I want you to take from this story is not how marvellous I am, but rather how important it is that we do our utmost to support young researchers. History tells us that most of the really big, revolutionary ideas come from young people. They have the big plans and the unbridled enthusiasm necessary to pursue those scientific quests. It's been increasingly difficult for graduating PhD students to get that first fellowship. We need to back early career researchers for Australia's future prosperity. It's also vital that Australia continues to back fundamental curiosity-driven research. Not just research which has an immediate and obvious application. Investing in research yields excellent economic returns regardless of whether the funds are given to pure or applied research. And pure research has given us a host of unforeseeable technological advances that greatly improve our quality of life, such as Wi-Fi, lasers, and MRI. So, Prime Minister, I know it won't surprise you to hear a scientist say this, but I think your government should increase funding to the ARC, particularly for early career fellowships for that next generation.
Associate Professor Angela Moles from the University of New South Wales at the Prime Minister's Science Prizes.